So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 namhlanje ngolwesine ekuseni mhla ka 12 kuMbimbitho 2020 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abasakhulayo bebandla leMDC kobulawayo bagcizelela ukuthi bathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphatha amandla zekhansili eziyisithupha aziseyi kuvunyelwa ukuyafika emahofisini aleli bandla.
Ama-councillors laba ngabaqale babuyele ngale bayalungisa indaba bayenzile yona leyani. Bayenze ukuthi i-contract ngakuthi izarenyiwa irenyiwe ngu-October ayikhona kathesi ngayisekufayile. Yikho sikufuna kuphela njengama-youth. Asila anything else besides khonoko kuphela.
Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi i-ZCTU isichothoze amapholisa isithi ahlukuluza amalunga ayo endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ngokuya emahofisini ayo kokuphela lapho afika ebuze okuningi.
Asikujabuleli ke khonokho ukuthi amapholisa abe lokhu evakashela amahofisi ethu ekhambanisa ke ukusebenza kwama-officers ethu. Bebuza ukuthi ngubani umkhokheli we-ZCTU. Bona bekwazi nje ukuthi umkhokheli we-ZCTU ngubani.
Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe lawase-Europe okwamalanga angamashumi amathathu ngendlela yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Abasakhulayo bebandla leMDC kobulawayo bagcizelele ukuthi bathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphatha amandla zekhansili eziyisithupha ziseyi kuvunyelwa kuyafika emahofisini aleli bandla. Iziphatha amandla lezi ezivinjiweyo zibalisa umeya umnumzana Solomon Mkunu, umnumzana Christopher Dube lamakhansela amahlanu. Amakhansela la ngumnumzana Mlando Ncube, isikhulekile Moyo, Lillian Mlilo, Pilot Moyo, lo Alderman Ernest Rafa Moyo. Abasakhulayo laba bathi bathethele linyathelo ngoba umeya lamakhansela la bavumelane ukwengezelela elinye ihlandla leminyaka emihlanu elika siba likhulu wedolobha umnumzana Christopher Dube. Umnumzana Dube ngowebandla lezana PF kodwa wakhethwa ngenxa yobungcwethi yatshiwo kwebandla. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumeli sabakhulayo kobulawayo umnumzana Beni Hlatshwayo.
Indaba ekhona ngekuthi thina as a youth sifuna ukuthi sizisise ukuthi ama-councillors akuhambise njani ukuthi ahambe ayarenew i-contract leyana. Ngendaba yokuthi thina ngokuzwa kwethu i-contract leyana was supposed to be renewed somewhere ngo-October ngale ayikhona kathesi. So sifuna ukuzisisa ukuthi bangijimele ukuyirenewa kathesi njani. Plus umthetho uyathi bayarenewa yini bengakhonsidanga abanye abafuna ukungena laphana kumbe is just an automatic issue yokuthi umuntu uyangene khonapho because nguye wekhona. So thina as a youth sifuna i-explanation ukuthi kuhamba njani and kwenze njani. Because thina sifuna i-smart city, sifuna i-city e-right, but ukwenza izinto ngendlela engalulanga, engaqondakalanga, kuyenza ukuthi i-city yethu ingabi clean. And yikho sithi khona izanu asiyifuni because into zayo aziqondanga. Thina sifuna izinto eziqondileyo.
Manje isinqumo elisithetheyo sitshoni, kutsho ukubana umeya lama-councillors abasoze bavunyelwe ukufika ehofisini kuphela kumbe kukhona okunye okungamelanga bakwenza.
Thina njengamayuthi ama-councillors laba ngabaqale babuyele ngale bayalungisa indaba bayenzile yona leyani. Bayenze ukuthi i-contract ngakuthi izarenyiwa irenyiwe ngu-October ayikhona kathesi ngayisekufayile. Yikho sikufuna kuphela njengamayuthi. Asila anything else besides khonoko kuphela. Khonoko kuphela ukuthi bahambe bayenze into eyi-right.
Manje isinqumo elisithetheyo sifikile yini phezulu kunkokheli yelizwe lonke kumbe sikhona nje kobulawayo khona?
Lapha into itatela panzi siya phezulu ezinye zitatela phezulu siya panzi but lapha kwenzakale kwaBulawayo abantu abaphezulu bayazwa ngathi lapha ukuthi thina lapha kwaBulawayo sene so thina njengokuthi sithethe lesi isizathu lesi sesihambisa phezulu ukuthi thina njengamayouth siyathi ama-councillors laba ayenze i-resolution yabo leyi khona ngale kurenewa leyana bacade babuyele ngale kuma-chambers bayakhorektha i-resolution yabo yona leyana then thina sesihambisa lokhu esi kuresolve thina njengamayouth kwaBulawayo sesihambisa phezulu abaphezulu bazwa ngathi lapha abaphansi.
Lo mnumzana Benny Hlatshwayo isikhulumeli sabasakhulayo kubandla le-MDC kwaBulawayo ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7. Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, isichothoze amapholisa isithi yahlukuluza amalunga ayo endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ngokuya emahofisini ayo lapho afike ezibuzisise ukuningi. Inhlanganiso le ithe amapholisa ahambe ehofisini yayo eMutare ngolwesithathu kwathi izolo aya eGweru lapho afike abuzisisa imibuzo eminingi ephathelane lenkokheli yalinhlanganiso. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxelo nobhala jikelele weZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Kusiphatha kakubi okwenziwa ngamapholisa babuya bengangoswanga emahofisini ethu bephambanisa umsebenzi wethu babuza izinto esingathi kazila ngqondo ngokubona kwethu ngokuthi babuza enye i-information nje esingathi i-public information abangayithola bangaya ku-Ministry of Labour sikwazi ukuthi okubangela ukuthi bebuye ngaleyo ndlela kuyini. Asikujabuleli nje khonokho ukuthi ma-apholisa abe lokhu evakatshela ama-ofisi ethu phambanisa ke ukusebenza kwama-officers ethu bebuza ukuthi ngubani umkhokheli we-ZCTU bona bekwazi nje ukuthi umkhokheli we-ZCTU ngubani njengoba ke nxa sisiya kuma-congress nje siyaxusa phela uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi ngubani okhokhela u-ZCTU njalo bedinga le nhlelo zethu akukho emthethweni ukuthi izinhlelo zethu ke zibe sesitshela bona amapholisa ukuthi senzani akukho emthethweni abakwenzayo akusijabulisi ke khonokho ukwenziwa ngamapholisa.
Injongo yabo nxa bekhuluma bathi ngeyani kahle kahle?
Kabatsho okuchakileyo ke ukuthi bafunani. Abanye bathe khona bathi baya-updatha ama-records abo esibona kuyukuthi nxa befuna uku-updatha ama-records abo ke bangaya ku-Ministry of Labour bazathola ke imbali ye-ZCTU kwanileyo tshengisa ke kumbe ekhombisa ukuthi abakhokheli ngobani bahlala ngathi konke lokhu ke sikwenza ke singafihlanga so asikwazi ukuthi okwenza bevakatshele amahofisi angaphandle kwesigodlo kubangelwa kuyini sesingakhumbulela nje ukuthi ngokubona kwethu bethukile amapholisa bethukile nabantu ababuye ke emhlanganeni wethu kuziki edlulileyo sibone abantu abaningi bebuya kuye kumbuthano yethu kuma-Labour Forum eBulawayo eMtare eGweru bazitsholo ke abantu ukuthi bafunani sibone ngathiwa nje ukuya emahofisini lokhu nje sekuyikwethusela thina ngento abayenzwayo ikhuluma ngabantu.
Lo mnumzana Jafet Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-ZCTU ubexoxa ecingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 eHarare. Isikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi utshelela umsakazo ukuthi akulalutho alwaziyo ngodaba lwe-ZCTU lolu. Iningi lithi lanxa uhulumende esevumele amanye amagalaji ukuthengisa amafutha ezimoto awedizili lepetulo ngedola lemelika Lilokhu lingawatholi la mafutha njalo lapho atholakala khona kuyabe kulendwendwe ezinde kakhulu. Sixoxele umnumzana Lawrence Ndiweni usomabhizimusi olenkampani yezethekeli eVictoria Falls ngalolu daba.
Awusazamisayo yikho khona ukuthi i-bond ukuthi i-RTCS bank rate check market awusahambelani then how do you operate in that kind of environment when you are into tourism then you want to buy fuel and ama-garages amanye abe charger nge-bond not amanye charger nge-US dollar. Asithi thina dadewethu ama-garages when you runa elakho nge-US dollar mina ngirana ele-bond. Lwana ke ocharger i-petrol nge-bond le-US dollar. It's very unfair. Now, but if you have a Kamuz, it's the Makaya. If you have a petrol, it's from the 10th, 23rd, 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 23rd,
lingahamba kulawana ke athengisa ngama bond notes kulula yini ukwazuza amafutha
khathi as I speak now akula fuel therefore if you ready a corner nge US dollar so ithe ngisho ukuthi now into vele ekhaya esefike lapha enqini yagulela kumbe uzodinga ukudla kumbe uzothenga something njengama pension years athole ukuthi if you really have a fair call, so with a US dollar, then it becomes so different. It's also one thing, my general amount of who's away than that much. It means that comes with the whole to us. I think about the dollar, US dollar, bond, cabin to a silver dollar, EV bond. That's very few companies that allow my experience of a US dollar. So the rest of the car, about it is on its local, is the difference is bond. So ipondi la kuthi ithole ebhenki kuzima yonke into yangikhona vele akusebenzeki dadewethu. Angena emakhaya usuke lapho ifamba uzefika ejihambe ezidinga all over the country even usuke lapho usuyafika kithi egwanda khonayo uyahlangana lo hlupho olunjengalwanto yokuthi izakhamuzi zithwele nzima ziyasele ukuthi ziyadedela. Emakhaya ezitola akula swiping machine, emakhaya akula sometimes ufika khona akula network yokuthi mbe i-ecocash. It is a very, very difficult situation for sure. Kuzima abadala abathelensi. Uzibuye lenhlanhla nxa ukuthi usuke waya eBotswana wa-US dollar wathwala amakhiwa wafika wadobha khona ngale. Inqinikho lapho ungafika u-telegram ifike le yakho yabe uyithenga nge-foreign currency. So, yeah, i-situation yayo kayitanga.
Kodwa zona izethekeli ziyabhadala ngemali yakwamanye amazwe.
Hayi, kuba nzima lapho. So, phose kwani kuyalungiswa. Ukuthi izethekeli nxa zifika lapha zikwanise ukuthenga ezitolo ngama-US dollar. Especially kubo endaweni zokudla labo Nando's KFC labo Chicken Inn because those are the only outlets ezithengisa ezokudla. Then namanye ama restaurant of course ama companies they are selling in US dollars. Izethekeli azila nkinga ngoba ziyabe zila i-foreign currency but okuba inkinga yizakhamuzi zethu.
Lo ngumnumzana Lawrence Ndiweni olenkampani yezethekeli ye-Victoria Falls ubexoxa ecingweni Studio 7 ekhona le folosi. Ngesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo etshiyeneyo. Abesilisa ababili abeZimbabwe abaxotshwe kwele Botswana ngoba bengene ngokungekho emthethweni. Babikwa begwaze babulala umtshayeli wemota obebathwele besuka ePlumtree andubana bethathe imota yakhe beyitshayele. Iphephandaba le-The Chronicle lithi ngemva kokugwaza umtshayeli wemota lo, ababili laba bamqume entanyeni basebesebenzisa amathaya ledizili ukutshisa umzimba wakhe bamtshiya elumethe bahamba ngemota yakhe ye-Master Bongo Kombi ebigcwele impahla zama-groceries. Vathethe lo makhalekhukhwini wakhe. Lokhu kuvezwe emthethwandaba lapho ababili laba umehluli Bhunu wedethe lo Trust Ngwenya welusulu eBinga bemiswe phambo kamahluli izolo besetheswa icala lokubulala umnumzana Memory Teresa ababehlangane laye emngceleni weMayitengwe. Ababili laba balivumile icala labo kodwa bathi omunye wayefuna ukubagwaza ngoba efuna bebhadale imali yokubathwala bona bengelayo. Ngakho basebekhulumisana ngolimi lwesitonga ukuthi engezwa ukuthi baqoqa ukuthi bembulale labo bamgwaza bezivikela. umakhale khukhwini kamoyi abasebemtshengisele omunye wesifazana nguye owababambisayo njalo imota kamoyi yatholakala emzini kababakazi womunye ukuthethwa kwecala labo kuyaqhubeka. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Siyabonga balaleli, likhuluma lo mama uMandlovu osekhize emaphisa. Besicela ubana uhulumende mayangangenela emabhoda ngoba siyazi ukuthi emabhoda lapha kunzima, kulalabo abantu abanye abahamba ngedabu lapho abangavumiyo ukuhlolwa igciwana leli seliqeda abantu. Akithi siyaxwayisa ukubana ma kungaba lo mthetho obambekayo emabhoda jampu la, ngoba kuzaba le ngozi enkulu eZimbabwe. Abantu bayabuya bengene baphume bangene behamba ngokungekho emthethweni. So ingozi ekhona yokuthi uma kungasaqiniswa ngumthetho abantu sizaphela ngalo mkhuhlane. Besicela ukuthi umthetho ungenele kuhlolo kuqinileyo ukuze lo mkhuhlane ungasingeneli. Ngiyabonga.
Lo khulumayo ngubhekane ngila egoli ngokokuhlala. Hey, lo mkhuhlane siyawuzwa impela unobungozi, kodwa laba abajwayele ukutshontsha imali lehulumende eyikhulu singayisebenzisa le mali ukuthi ingagcini isebenza le coronavirus, abayisho bayisebenzise njengokuthi batshontshe for bona izikhwama zabo, ngoba kudala beyiyenza le nto. Kuze kuyafanana nalezi imali okuthiwa bazibhenke khona lapha e-America. Ilizwe liyahlupheka kodwa banayo imali abayitshontshayo beyisaphetheni. Too much corruption. Nokunye futhi ukuthi yini bangaceli ukuthi basebenzise i-foreign currency straight ku-cancel i-bond leli, ngoba yilo abayenza ukuthi ibarane ngali corruption. I-corruption yabo ihamba kahle ngalelo bond leli, ngoba batshontsha le mali i-foreign currency bayenze inhlelo zabo bayobhenka kuphi kuphi bathinithini baqede bathi lizwa linamali. Hayi, abantu bahlupheka bakithi. Ifa asazi into yethwani le.
Ngombono wami msakazi, kungabi lokho kukhulunywa nje, kukhulunywa kuthiwa kulamalungelo abantu besifazane. Akukhulunywe ngezenzo, behambele endaweni zasemaphandleni, bebadinge, bebalungisele imisebenzi, bebavulele amathuba omsebenzi msakazi wami. Ungabi lokho kukhulunywa kuthiwa kulamalungelo, kulamalungelo, amalungelo akhona engekho. Sikhala kakhulu msakazi wami ngalabo abesifazane abasemaphandleni. Yibo abathwele nzima kakhulu msakazi wami, yibo kufanele kuhanjelwe kubo uma kwenziwa la amalungelo, beqoqwe befundiswe ngawo la amalungelo, hayi ukuthi kube lokho kukhulunywa nje.
Ngendlela amabhenki ayeza ngawo ukuthi uma unemali ebhenki awudraw imali, kuthiwa usetshenziswa lokho ukuthi uyaswapa uma ufuna ukuthenga, awula mali yogiwa, unikeza imali yogiwa yogada amabhasi. So elinye uhlelo olwenzi iZimbabwe ibe phansi, yebo imali fanele ihlale being protecting ngeleyo ndlela yamabhenki ukuthi baswaphe, basebenzise amafoni, imali zamafoni lezi ma-intercash. Kodwa kufuneka ukuthi abantu bebe nemali ku-e-cash ukuze into zihambe kahle eZimbabwe. Lo kodwa imali izahlala ebhenki ungayidrowi kahle, angibona ukuthi ihlelo oluhlele lo. And then futhi imali igcwele nasezitradeni ebantwini, beyigcwele beyitshintsha, ibuya kuphi leyo mali? Ngomunye umbuzo esifanele sizibuze-ke abantu beZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lakumakhesha sijezi manibova. Kuyamangalisa ukubona amasonto ebuthana besenza bethi benza umthandazo, kukanti-ke imthandazo abawenzayo umthandazo oqondane lezombangazo, asomthandazo ukuthi lizwe liphumelele phambili. Asengamachechi ebandla, ngoba ngeqiniso aluba bengamachechi aqoqo ngaloba bayaxwayisa uhulumende ukwenza kwakhe ukuhlukumeza kwezabantu, ilungelo labantu elihlukunyezwa kangaka. Pho manje bona babonakala isikhathi sonke behlangana lohulumende, behlangana lomnankakwa, abantu anjengabo uTownasha nabozikeli kuthi ma bethu bayathandaza. Kuyasolisa, asayiwo amachechi awufani ukuthi avalwe njengamachurch athandaza uNkulunkulu. Akukho okuhlokungavela kulamachurch kwanawo manje.
Bona njani bonani bantu bagijima njani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Hhayi, lokho kwabantwana beZimbabwe lokhu sekuzabona yena uNkulunkulu kuphela. Lelo langa ezonekisa izulu yikho lapha abazothembela khona, ngoba kumanje kube ukudla babuye bethi ngokwabantu beZanu-PF. Abantu bebenesifiso sokulima, kodwa uNkulunkulu ngendlela ukuthi akakhulunyelwa, akaboniswa, akatshengiswa, uzenzela okwakhe. Izulu ikulini ngasanabo, hhayi abantu sebethwele nzima. Kambe bantu bakhipha indlala engaka phela, abantu nxa bengalimanga mpela izidumbu ziyaphuma. Abantu bevele bezidubekela bengazi manje kwathi noma bengasalimanga kulu, ngoba vele eminye izi manje vele siqale ukulalingadala, yaqala kudala vele. And akhula muntu ozobabhekela, kumele bezibhekele njengasezibhedlela bezithengela imithi.
Mina nguNdaba uDlamini, ngicela ukubuza umbuzo nje umfishane lapha. Kanti kungani ama-teachers especially iWhitewater Secondary School benikeza abantwana ama-notes ngamafoni? Labo ke abanganawo amafoni, ama-notes bawathathaphi? Ngoba abantwana bayakhala besikolo lapha bathi banikezwa ama-notes. Ngabe siyalwazi uhlupho lwama-teachers, kodwa ke abazame umunye umzamo ukuthi bawenze, ngoba akusibo bonke abantwana abanamafoni anama-WhatsApp. Akusinto ekahle. Ngiyabonga, ngisoke ngibe muhle.
Lawo ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +12024650318. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwi ngamafitshane. Idale eliphezulu eleparlamente eRussia, iFederal Council, selivumele umthetho wokuthi umongameli Vladimir Putin walelo lizwe ancintise ukuba ngumongameli ngomnyaka ka-2024. Amalunga alikhulu lamachumi amathathu akulelo dale avotelela umthetho izolo ebusuku, kodwa oyedwa wawuphikisa kwathi abathathu bayekela ukuvota. Umthetho lo buvele wavotelwa kudale eliphansi eleState Duma. Uthi umthetho lo uthi kuzafana lokuthi umongameli Putin kakaze abe ngumongameli, okutsho ukuthi engabusa kuze kufike umnyaka ka-2036 enganqoba kabili kukhetho. Sokusele ukuthi umthetho lo uvunyelwe yi-Constitutional Court kanye lengxenye yenani labantu eRussia. Umongameli Putin labanye bakhe yibo abakhweza isicelo sokuthi kube lo mthetho lo. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe lawase-Europe okwamalanga angamachumi amathathu alandelayo ngendlela yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcekwane le-coronavirus eselihlasele abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele labulala abanye.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions
will be adjusted subject to conditions in the United Kingdom. There will be exemptions for Americans who are undergoing appropriate screenings. And these prohibitions will not only apply to Europe, but to tremendous amount of food in progress, but various other things as we get approval. Ngakho izizalwane zeMelika ezilegcikwane leli, ezinye zazo zilithethe kwabavela kulawo mazwe.
At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings.
Wengeze wathi uzathatha amanye njalo amanyathelo okusekela amabhizinisi amancinyane kanye labantu abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane ngemali.
Who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing.
Mm-hmm.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni kusukela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9, sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Sithathele lithuba lokubonga laba basilandelayo kukhasi lethu leFacebook VOA Ndebele lapho isilive streamer khona. Silosolani Ndlovu othi livuka njani msakazi, sibe lo Thabisani Ncube, sibe lo Pamela Khumalo, lo Nkosi Mthembo, lo Aaron Dube, lo Pamela Khumalo. Yena othi ubulewe ngama kumama lawo yibo ababulala abantu, ngabona ukuthi amagumba gumba yilaba kodwa kuthiwa bebexotshiwe nje eBotswana ngoba bengekho ngokuthi bengahlalanga ngokusemthethweni. UJerry Ndlovu uthi sibonge umsakazi uhlelo kunzima kuseyaphambili, okuhle ukuthi wonke umuntu weZimbabwe usekubonile ukuthi kufanele kususwe ibandla lezana PF embusweni ngoba benza imikhuba yokuzithuthukisa nokufezakisa izidingo zabo. Umandla Joshua Yoram uthi qhubekani ngomsebenzi womuhleli wenzayo, lo sonke Khumalo laye usixhasile. Okwamanje ke njalo silo Shane Wayne Layton lo Vusi Mpofu. Okwamanje ke sizwe ke umculo kaJays Marabini esithi Sithandwa, ingoma ephuma kudlalade lakhe uNtunjambile. Umculo kaJays Marabini esithi Sithandwa, ingoma ephuma kudlalati lakhe elithi Litshele kaNtunjambile. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDC koBulawayo. bagcizelela ukuthi yibo abathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphathamandla zekhansili eziyisithupha aziseyikuvunyelwa ukuyafika emahofisini aleli bandla. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe layo wase-Europe okwamalanga angamashumi amathathu alandelayo ngendlela yokumisa ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Olivalelisayo, yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.